Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah. Adrian in the building. Shout out to Bree.
What up, Bree?
And we finna go in. Look,
yes, sir.
Look. We came to break down a few topics here. So if you got time, sit and acknowledge it. It's positive, uplifting, and honest here. Keep your ears open and soaking all the words spoken. A couple of jokes to keep it fun, get your laugh on. And maybe a few pointers to get your cash on. See, Bree, she all about building. Straight up out the NY, Brooklyn in the building. All the way down to the southern states. West Coast on up to the Great Lakes. So you fragging echoes, so if you ain't fragile, through the net connection, we streaming you the message. So welcome to the life of Bree, breaking down relationships to the third degree.
This is the Bree life, what you live in life.
Welcome to the Bree life, how we live in life. From politics to the current events, economics and race, whether you're poor or you're rich.
This is the Bree life, what you live in life.
Welcome to the Bree life, how we live in life.
Coming to you live and streaming to all four points of the globe. It's your girl, Brooklyn born and Crown Heights raised. Living life and breathing life. It's Bree, baby.
Well, peace and blessings, everyone. You have reached the Bree Life Radio Show, and I'm your host, Bree. I want to apologize for starting the show late today. We've had some technical difficulties, but we are on the air, thank God. So, as you know, tonight we're talking about who wears the pants. This is a topic that has been infused with some passion on both sides of the table. And I think as a measure because of the technical difficulties that we just encountered on Bree Life Radio, it is time for us to breathe light. So we're going to take a deep, deep breath in, and we're going to exhale, and we're going to breathe very, very light. Before we jump in, I just want to thank everyone for following the Bree Life Radio Show. You can reach us at blogtalkradio.com/Bree Life. You can also follow us on Bree Life Radio at Facebook, Bree Life Radio at Twitter. And for your questions, concerns, or constructive criticisms, of course, you can send me an email at breeliferadio@gmail.com. So who wears the pants? Back in the day, the old school paradigm held that men did certain things and women had their place. The common theme of men, they were the breadwinners, the protectors, and overall the head of household. They were the head of the community at large. And they accepted, and they were accepted, and they were celebrated. So it is clear that with the economic shifts that shifted the economics that have shifted the levels of responsibility when it comes to the financial viabilities of the home, this has all changed, and it's changed the gender roles. Are men unsure of what is expected of them? Are women running things and yet demanding a chivalrous man? These are the questions that will be examined tonight on Bree Life Radio, as we ask the question, who wears the pants? So what say you, my peeps? What say you? And without further ado, I want to introduce and bring on the line my co-host, my partner in crime, the incomparable, the charismatic, the person that helps me move the crowd, my brother, Mark from Houston, Texas.
What's up, Bree Life Radio fam?
Mark from Houston, Texas.
Yes, indeed.
How are you?
I am here. I'm well. You
well,
know,
thank goodness.
Down here,
thank God.
Down in H-Town. Yeah, we're doing fine down here.
That's good. That's good. So let's talk about it.
Let's talk about
it. And we want to invite people to call in and talk about it. So if you want to talk about it with us, both myself and Mark in Houston, Texas, you can do so by calling in to Bree Life Radio at 424-220-1862. That number again is 424-220-1862. And Mark, I want to also just make mention of our Freestyle Thursday show, which is coming up tomorrow. We're going to have a very exciting format. We're going to do something a little different on Freestyle Thursdays. Do you want to talk about it before we jump in? So who wears the pants? Are you wearing pants, Mark? Let me take a look. I can't see.
Oh, anyway. See, you know how we do it here in the studio, so anyway. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Well, you want to tell our listeners about tomorrow's show and what the format is going to be like?
Well, tomorrow we're going to look at doing something kind of interesting. In the name Freestyle, you know, a lot of people that's hit to the word Freestyle from the rap community, they understand that basically you just come off the top of your head, you speak what you want to speak, and you do it. And so seeing though it has its roots in the hip-hop music community as well at large, what we're going to do tomorrow is we're going to have opportunity for artists to express themselves, musicians, vocalists, poets, you know, people who have a creative edge that want to come online and express it before our Bree Life family and the Bree Life audience. So if you have something you want to share, you got a word you want to holler at us when you call into your freestyle, you surely can do that. Now, I will tell you this, you surely can continue to call in with your topic. So if you don't want to sing, you just want to cry about some stuff, you can still call in and you can cry about it. You ain't got to get on the mic and sing or whatever. We will take your position, and we'll take your, you can utilize it as your platform to express how you feel, your dismay, your woes, or whatever you want to celebrate. So tomorrow what we're going to do is we're going to do a Freestyle Thursday to get involved with music, creativity, expression outside of our regular, you know, dialogue that we do express and we do celebrate around here at the Bree Life Radio Show. So by all means,
yes,
tomorrow
baby.
Night, Thursday night, that's 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. on the Pacific, you know, call on in, join us. It's the Bree Life Baby. Yeah. So that's what we're doing around here.
That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. So who wears the pants, Mark? Who wears the pants? You know, with the advent of the 70s, the working girl, we started seeing a shift in the social conscience when it came to women's roles in leadership positions, you know, office politics and religious organizations. But, you know, however, if asked where the woman's place in the home was, many still felt that, you know, her role and responsibility as a nurturing kid, that's her role. She has a responsibility as a nurturer and a caregiver. And, you know, as the millennium kicked off, we saw a dramatic shift in women in the workplace, especially in the last 5 years. In the black community, in our black communities, more men suffered at the hand of unemployment than black women. So what say you people out there, and what say you, Mark, about that? Who wears the pants?
Well, you know, I think it's quite interesting. I was reading an article today about roles and relationships that was on this one lady's blog, and, you know, she was just talking about the whole issue of gender roles. And you know, there were things that were fairly simple at some point. You know, a woman was asked out by a man asked a woman to go to dinner, a man paid for dinner, a man pulled the chair out. Also, when it came to the relationship, let's say you're living with someone or married to them, you were the breadwinner, you were the one that was consulted on every decision, and even had the and many times you may not even consulted your partner or your wife because she believed you were the head and you did what you thought was best. Okay, so we had a shift. And coming into the 70s and, you know, coming out of a lot of situations where you had co-partnerships running things and finances were fairly clear cut. You know, you may have someone that was the breadwinner where he basically made the majority of the money, if not all the money that was brought into the household. That has shifted, and we move into this new millennium that we're in right now. We're also seeing that, especially in the black community, that men are responsible for more unemployment. The rate is much higher in the last 6 years anyway. If you go look at the Department of Labor has the numbers out, that in the last 6 years, we, meaning black men, one of which I am, we are more likely to be unemployed than the women are, which is quite interesting. So that means that stuff like Dutch treat or she's paying, that might be more common, you know, that might be more common. But the question is, how do people feel about that? Because, see, here's the thing. Just because someone goes along with a shift in a convention doesn't mean that their heart is in and they buy it. So a woman may pay but not feel she should or really want to. Or if she does pay or if she does take the lead, she may feel the need to have a little more to say. Conversely, the man may have a problem. He may feel that, hey, you know, I really want to pay, but I can't. So he may restrict himself from certain activities because of his financial situation. Or he may have the money, but understand he runs into a woman that says, you know, I don't really care if you got money or not. Because your money don't mean that much to me, no, and so to speak. I don't care about all it. I don't care about your position. I don't care about all of that. I'm the boss of me, and you ain't going to be the boss of me. And, you know, whatever you buy what you want to buy. But I'm still running this. That's a little different than a 60s, 50s, 40s woman. A little different. That didn't mean that the 50s, 60s, 40s woman didn't assert herself and didn't have control of a lot of things. Because in the black community, it wasn't uncommon, to be honest, for us not to have both parents in the household. So women in the black community, maybe not in the community at large, but women in the black community are very common. It's very common, and they're very comfortable being the heads of their homes. So that's not that weird of a phenomenon, you know what I'm saying? But for some odd reason, and I think it's because of the general population is having that problem, meaning the greater white world, so to speak, is having more of a problem with it. And because we're a subculture in the greater culture, I think we're starting to have these kind of conversations when, it, like I said, it wasn't unusual sometimes for the man not to be in the house and a woman running it anyway. Because we had a conversation on the show not that long ago about, quote-unquote, these women raising these boys. So if women are raising boys, the suggestion is that the man wasn't there anyway. So, having said that, I think we're really having some interesting questions and concerns about, as you say, your phrase, your coin phrase you love to say all the time is rules of engagement. How do we how do we engage each other? What is the expectations out here right now? And I don't know, and I like what you said because I don't know if we got any callers on the line right now, but I'm on some work
for
you right now.
Yes, we do. Well, I want to do two things. I want to, one, thank all the listeners and callers. We have one very special guest caller to me, my Gail, the turtle herself, more recently known as the snapping turtle. We're going to bring Gail from Minnesota on.
Hello.
Turtle. And we have a very special new guest caller, new panelist, joining the Bree Light family. And now he's more affectionately known as the tortoise. He's my QB, the quarterback himself, Quentin from Chicago.
Hello.
What's happening, Quentin?
Yeah, I'm here, tortoise, huh?
Victoria. Oh, God, I love it. So, you both know what the subject matter is for tonight. Who wears the pants? If you don't mind, we're going to allow ladies first, because we already know what she's going to say. Anyone from Sweet Life Radio Show who's been listening since the inception knows what Turtle is about to say. So go on, baby. Just put it out there and
I might
there.
Tonight. I might
oh, my goodness. Well, what say you, baby?
I would say, I wear the pants, but I don't want to wear the pants.
Okay, tell us why.
Why I don't want to wear the pants?
Yes.
Or why?
Tell us how you came to wear the pants and why you really don't want to be wearing the pants. And before you do that, if I just may, we have a caller from 504-535. I just want to let you know, I see that you're in the queue. I want to let you know I'm acknowledging you, and we're going to get to you in a moment. Please continue, Gail.
Well, I guess when I was younger, I didn't pick the right gentleman. So, therefore, it made me have to step up to the plate with my obligations. So, that's number one. I prefer not to wear them. I mean, I have met guys that said I'm more manly than a man, but... I don't know what that means. It could be my handshake because they're kind of hard. But
okay. Well, my dad always taught me to give a firm handshake because he didn't believe in people kissing me. So, you know, I remember from 3 years old shaking people's hands. I had to shake my uncle's hands because my father, he was crazy. He didn't want nobody kissing me.
Okay. That's what's up. Well, yeah, I kind of was. And then being the third in the household out of six, that made me more of a caregiver and able to see different things and be able to problem solve that way. So I don't want to. Like I was telling my friend earlier, I didn't burn my bra. I didn't burn no bras.
Okay.
But we suffered the consequences. That's my take on it for now.
Okay. Well, thank you, Turtle.
You're welcome.
And to our new, I'm going to hand it over to our newest guest caller, my favorite quarterback, QV. What say you, baby?
Well, I just think we have a tendency to look at things at the wrong angle, because to me, just because you have a particular career and you may be making more money, or you have a particular career and, you know, the other may not have a job at all. I just don't think that determines who wears the pants. It shouldn't. It shouldn't determine. It shouldn't determine it based upon, you know, how much money you make or what career you have or anything like that. You should know your role and stay in your lane. You should know. Now, if the man is, you know, really doing things wrong, that's understandable. But that's a whole other subject to me. You know, if he's not stepping up to the plate the way he should, or acting the way that you think he should, that's different than a person wearing the pants in a normal functioning relationship. And then people are going, well, she makes more money than him, or, you know, she has a career and he doesn't. You know, maybe he works in a job where it's not considered a career and she does. Does not mean he can't wear the pants if he knows what he's doing. I think it's just accepting the role and being able to deal with with the role of wearing the pants. So I don't think it has anything to do in a normal functioning relationship with finances.
Okay. So does anyone on the panel have anything to say about what the other has said? Mark?
Yeah, I have something.
I have something I like to say, because I was putting brought something up with, and maybe we should have said this at the beginning of the show. Because
I'm sorry, before you start, I just want to let the there's a caller from 313-646 calling, 313-646. We're going to be taking your call shortly after Mark makes his comment. Thank you.
So, Quentin said something which kind of made me think about something. And maybe we need to talk about what it even means. What does wearing the pants mean, number one? Number two, what determines the role then? Because what Quentin said wasn't meaning the job or the financial, who made the most money. So what determines? Where are we getting our rules for who does what? And what does it mean to wear the pants? I mean, what should, because the show's called Roles in Relationships. So the question is, what's the man supposed to do anyway? Or what's the woman supposed to, quote-unquote, do? And that's kind of what I want to throw around. So I'm throwing it out to y'all, Quentin and everybody else that would have responded.
Yeah. Right,
okay, but before Quentin responds, we're going to bring the caller in from 504-535 in, and then we'll infuse them into the discussion. Hold on. Peace and blessings. You've reached the Bree Life Radio Show. I'm your host, Bree, and we're talking about who wears the pants. So what say you?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
This
is Tole. Hi. I'm listening. I'm sorry?
I said peace and blessings, sister. It's nice to hear some extra estrogen on the line. I appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, thank you, and same to you. Actually, today and the way the economy is, first and foremost, both parties, if you're together, you should, contribute 50-50, I think. Unless you got it like that, you're rich, and, a man wants to take care of his woman. I mean, it's a decision that two has to come, make themselves. The man is the more dominant, person in the relationship, so he is the backbone. He's supposed to really be the breadwinner. Back in the day, I'm back from the 60s, okay? I was coming up, my grandfather and my father and them, they worked. They gave my grandmother and my mother and them options if they wanted to go outside and work, but if they didn't, they stayed home, they raised the kids, they took care of the inside of the house, made sure us children, we were okay. When you say the who wears the pants, I'm from old school. And what, today our children are being raised by single parents, our males. They don't know what it's like to go out and work. All they know is how to sag their pants, how to go out and make babies, how to, rap, throw beats and stuff. They don't know nothing about home life, being the male, the leader in the home. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
If that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying,
From someone who was raised for a period of time by a single mom, and there are other callers on the line here that were brought up by single parents. We understand your ideology. We understand where you're coming from. We understand the old school ideology because those of us on the line, we grew up with old school parents. I do hear what you're saying. But here's the thing. Even with an old school parent, even if you're growing up in a single parent home, I'm sure you'll agree with me that even though it's rough, it's tough, it's hard being a single parent, okay, it's still your responsibility to raise your children to the best of your capacity.
Of course.
And I think that these children are walking. Listen, I'm going to give you a little bit of insight about me. I used to take an extra pair of clothes to school because sometimes my mother would have me dressed in a manner in which I didn't like. So I would take another blouse and a pants to school and change because I knew by the time I came home she would already be at work. Now, I wasn't, you know, dressing provocatively or anything, but, you know, maybe I didn't want to wear that blouse and that skirt that she put out for me, you know? So I did something different, and I say that to say this. Our children have their pants. I know my son. He don't play with me. Those pants are up on his waist when he's in my space. But I'm sure when he gets, when he gets to school or maybe around his cousins or whatever, and I'm not around or his dad isn't around, those pants come down a couple of inches because when he's walking through the door, I see him making the adjustment. You know, that's just, you were a child, I was a child, all of us on the line was a child. We know that when our parents wasn't looking, we weren't always doing everything that they told us we were supposed to be doing, but it's our responsibility as a parent to teach our children to the best of our capacity. And and I will agree with you that there are very few of us that are infused in that old school, old traditional mindset into our children. And you can tell, because look at how they're coming up and interacting with one another and treating us, if we allow it.
Right. And can I say one thing, though?
Sure.
It is important for our young males, young black men, to have male role models, to have males in their lives. You know, they need to mirror, you know, themselves from somebody, a man. You know, a woman can only do so much. You understand what I'm saying? And we don't have a lot of that. That's why a lot of these kids out here today, walking off of jobs, got babies, 2 and 3 babies. They don't care. Have a little girlfriend somewhere, shacking up, you know, but quitting jobs, going out hustling on the streets to try to make money to make ends meet. That's not the way to be. And you have a lot of that today.
May I ask you, where do you live? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Louisiana, but I'm from Ohio though.
Okay, you're from Ohio, but I'm sure you know how to cook that good gumbo and jump fly and all that stuff, right? So when you come to New York, you got to find your girl Bree and Bree from the East. Well,
yeah.
I thank you for calling, sister. Thank you for sharing your thoughts with us this evening. And I want you to continue to follow us on Bree Life Radio. We air on Wednesdays and Thursdays at 9 p.m. Thursdays is our freestyle. So maybe tomorrow you might want to call back and give your own personal freestyle. Freestyle is you call in with any idea, anything you want to share with the listeners, anything that's pressing on your heart or your mind. So tell your sister friends, tell the people at work, tell the people at church, call in because we want to hear what they have to say.
Okay, well, thanks so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We're going to keep you on the line. We're just going to put you on mute. Well, what say you, panel, about what we just heard from our sister in Louisiana?
Well, I mean, you know, I understand what she's saying. My question is this. I mean, I want to be in this lane about these roles and these relationships because I understand young men are doing whatever they're doing and all this kind of stuff. But right now, I'm talking about we got issues. I'm talking about the 40-plus crowd. 40-plus crowd, y'all. I ain't talking about no 20-year-old sagging pants guy. I'm talking about a guy that has his pants up on his waist with his belt. I'm talking about how he feels about what role he has right now. Because remember, we've had enough shows where we've had this conversation about women knowing what they want, men not knowing what they want, and all this other kind of stuff. And it keeps bringing us back to how we relate to each other. So My thing about the role thing. It's what do we do? Because Quentin was kind of talking about it. I mean, if it ain't fine, if it's not based off of money, if it's not based off of some tradition, what's the man? Because I had a little joke with someone earlier today. They were talking about the pants. I said, well, y'all wearing the pants. I said, y'all take out. If you take my pants off, maybe I can wear them. Because to me, women talk a lot of noise about they want a man to do whatever, but to me, a lot of times, they're taking over. And they can say what they want to say about the man ain't doing this, the man ain't doing that. A lot of times, you know what I'm saying, you're used to doing it so much that when a man does come along, you ain't ready to surrender as much as you say because you don't trust him. You don't trust that he can do it because you've been let down in the past. That's all I got to say.
Okay. Quentin.
Mm-hmm.
Please, brother, let's hear from you. You and I were talking earlier about the very thing that this caller from Louisiana just came on the line and said. Not so much about the sagging pants, but just the fact of being raised by old school with old school values. Because those old school values play a very prevalent point in what we're discussing tonight. Because who wears the pants, remember who we were raised by, you know? And traditionally, I know in my household, I know when we talked about your parents and your household, traditionally men played a more head of the household role.
Yeah, this is true. I think society... There's probably a few ingredients as to what caused this shift, but I think society, you know, where, you know, women fought for a lot of rights, and they got some of them, and then society took that and ran with it as far as, you know, having quotas to meet. You know, they have to hire a certain amount of professional women. Minority women. You have to do that. But what we have to do is learn how to not allow that to change who should wear the pants or those old school values that were instilled in us. You know, some people who have, maybe their means are not so good, and they may utilize that to shift it. And that comes into play with the specific individual.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's take our next caller from 313-646. We're going to bring the caller from 313-646 on the line. Peace and blessings. You have reached the Bree Life Radio Show. I am your host, Bree. And we are talking about who wears the pants. So what say you? And who am I speaking to tonight?
Shani.
I can't hear you, darling. What'd you say?
Shani.
Well, peace and blessings.
Yes.
More estrogen on the line. Your presence is welcome, girl. Where you been? So we talking about who wears the pants. What do you think about this topic?
I say God wears the pants because God is the one who created us, you know. I always think about the one example that I always give. God is the driver, and both of us together are the co-pilots.
Okay.
We should just so together, we should just follow his lead.
Well, that's wonderful. Is that all you have to add to this topic? Because I would like for our guest callers to ask you some questions, if you don't mind, about your perspective.
Okay.
Great. Who wants to go first? Quentin, would you like to go first?
Sure. I can.
Okay.
I could go ahead, and that's a question to what she just said, correct?
Yeah.
Well, my question is, I understand what you're saying, but when both people are not, it's still both people are not following that, What do you do in that instance?
Well, when both people are not following that, there should be a mutual respect thing. The man and the woman should at least be able to come together and mutually respect each other.
Mm-hmm. Yes, okay, so that's true. I think that. So, Mark, I think Mark had a question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. My question is, if you said that that God wears the pants and then we're both together in the car together or the cockpit or wherever we flying or going, so all I want to know is this. If God's wearing the pants, then he's telling us what we're supposed to do. Is this how it goes? I'm just asking. I'm just trying to figure out. So now, because we have these roles.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah,
you know, from a Christian standpoint, we keep talking about this. Go ahead.
Yeah, we have these different roles and things like that. But at the end of the day, like society tries to put particular roles on people. Like, for an example, a woman's supposed to be barefooted at home, watching the children, cook, clean, and all that kind of stuff. That's what society put on us. Because if I remember in the Bible, Proverbs 31 woman, she was a woman who was out working. She had maids and servants that helped her to take care of the children, and yet her children called her blessed. And her husband, you know, he was a man who was well respected in society as well. So I said all that to say is that we should have a support system with raising kids and all that kind of stuff.
So, Shani,
can I ask a question?
I just was wondering. I mean, so I heard you talk about the Proverbs woman, but the New Testament woman had to submit. She had to submit. So to me, the role of society, especially in this quote-unquote Christian, Judeo-Christian society that we say we in, which is a whole other conversation, but if we want to say that that's what it's about, women are supposed to submit to their husbands. They're supposed to submit and look for direction. The Christian
concept,
anyway, at least it's supposed to submit to their husband.
A woman is supposed to submit to her husband, but the man is supposed to love his wife as Christ loved the church. How is a woman going to submit to you when you're not even submitted to God, first of all? That's the problem there, too. A lot of these men are not submitted to God, first of all. And on top of that, they're not loving the woman the way the woman is supposed to be loved. So there is no possible way that a woman is going to submit to him.
But if you covenant with a woman, with a man, you got a responsibility to God. I mean, I'm just saying the Christian teaching is you got a responsibility to God to do your part, regardless of whether that man is in line to win, because you're serving God by being responsible to him. You're not serving the man. So even when the man steps out of line, so to speak, you're serving God. You don't serve the man anyway. I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah,
I'm not saying I even agree with that.
Well, I mean, that's okay. We just agree to disagree, but my thoughts on that is this. If a man is not serving God, is not providing for the family, is not doing what it is he's supposed to be doing, how is the woman going to do what she's supposed to do? The man needs to be held accountable. The man is supposed to be the rock and the strength in the family. He's supposed to be the leader in the family. He's supposed to be the one that the child looks up to.
Well, that's now we're getting back to. We're getting back to.
Quentin, you wanted to say something?
Yeah, now that's getting back to the subject, you know, because when you start going into a religious or a spiritual standpoint of looking at it, if God is really in your life the way that you believe that he should be, then you should be all right anyway, right?
Right.
I'm asking Nicole. Is that true?
I mean, you should, yeah, but sometimes.
Sometimes, huh? Yeah. Go ahead.
Well,
this is
what I was going to say. A lot of times people get married for the wrong reasons, and they get with the wrong person and different things like that. So a lot of times they suffer the consequences of being mistreated by that person and different things like that. I mean, I've seen a lot of Christian people not happy in their marriages and things like that. And I believe personally it's because they didn't follow God's lead. They were just led by their flesh and what they wanted to do, and it didn't work out.
Okay. Well, Shawnee, I want to thank you for calling in. I appreciate you listening to Bree Life Radio. I want you to feel free to call back tomorrow because we have Freestyle Thursday. And
okay.
We always appreciate, you know, people with a religious perspective calling in and infusing their thoughts about any topic. So please feel free to call in tomorrow, not anytime between 9 and 10:45. Tell your friends, your family, your sister girls, your people at work and church, call in and let me know what they're thinking. And I
okay,
you,
I'll
yes.
try, but tomorrow's my birthday, so I'm going to be hanging out with
oh,
my friends.
Oh, well, let's say happy birthday to our sister.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Thank
happy
you so
birthday.
Much for calling in. We're not going to disconnect you. We're just going to take another call, okay? Before we take that next call, and I just want to let the caller from 440-241 know that we're going to be picking them up on next. We're going to be picking them up next. That was a very interesting perspective that she brought to the conversation. Of course, we always have people with their beliefs, and we at Bree Life Radio, we respect everyone of every religion to call in and have something to infuse into the dialogue. Here's a thought. Why can't we both wear the pants? I have a caller, and it's hard to even call him a caller because he happens to be someone who is very, very special to me. I've known him over 25 years. His name is Bill, and he just texted me, and he says he's listening. And he wanted me to say to the listeners, although it's not who wears the pants is more of who and how responsibilities are addressed and is different for each family. Not everyone is religious. Mutual respect and love is the core, is core, and the foundation is universal. Well said, Mr. Bill. What say you out there listening to Bree Life Radio? It's time to call in now, 424-220-1862. The number again is 424-220-1862. What do my guest callers think about what I just read?
Well, you know, I mean, I don't know. I'm just asking. For me, I'm still on the simple thing, and I hear what the caller, the young lady, said that just got off the phone. And what Brother Bill said in his text message, and all I want to know still is this. I mean, I'm talking about 40-plus people, and I keep saying 40-plus people because
but these are
40-plus
people. Who
right, so let me say this real quick.
To, okay.
Yeah, all I'm saying is, you said something about old school values. Okay, so this is the tripped out part about it.
I don't mean to cut you off, but remember, this is where the foundation of this perspective is coming from, because there has been a shift in the roles. There has been a shift in how society views both men and women. There is a shift in how society views men and women of color. It's a shift. You clearly just stated the U.S. Department
okay,
of
yeah.
Labor statistics show that women of color are far more employed than our male counterparts.
So, what I'm asking is this. I guess here's my thing. I'm going back to my point. We're over 40. We're talking about over 40. We're talking about a generation of over 40.
Oh, and Bill told me to make it a point that it's known that he's 51.
Okay, over 40. Last time I checked, Bill, no disrespect, but I think 51 qualifies you to be over 40. All I'm saying is this. Over 40. If over 40 has been raised by this tradition, then why is over 40 so willing to abandon the tradition? Because right now, if I look
because
at the numbers
society
of...
Because society has shifted.
Okay, wait a minute. Forget all of that. If it's working for me, I don't care what society is doing. I'm not dropping something that's working for me. Okay? So all I'm saying is...
Well, no, it's not working. You may not look at it as working for you. It works for our parents. But how we view our parents and how we view ourselves in this new millennium is different.
It didn't work for my parents. They got divorced. So what? How long is working? Can we define how long is working? 1 year, 5 years, 10 years? It didn't work for my parents. And they propose to it. They believe in everything.
I love it.
But it didn't work.
That's right.
Well, and that's my only question. That's what I'm saying to you, Bree, is this. I keep emphasizing 40 plus because I am 40 plus, and I am out here in this world, and I'm interacting with women and brothers and talking, having conversations too. And right now, my thing is this: if it worked for our parents and we believed it works, then why would we not continue to embrace it if we believed it? I'm saying.
Well, what I'm saying is, and I don't know if you hear it, what I'm saying, I keep saying that there has been a society shift. And that has caused a lot of us to look at what was working for our parents. It is not necessarily the way we want to do things. And you know what? It's a generational thing because when I talk to my son and I give him the benefit of the old school values that I was raised with, some of which I greatly believe in, and then others that, you know, I could do without, he tells me something very different. He looks at me like I got two heads sometimes. And you know what I think is also playing a huge part in how we view each other? Technology is also playing a huge part, which is another show, but I'm telling you, technology is far greater advanced than 25 years ago and definitely 50 years ago, and how we communicate and how technology has been infused and integrated in society. It plays a role, and everything is instant. Nobody has patience. 50 years ago, our parents and our grandparents had to be patient for information, and they had to work harder to communicate with one another. Now, we don't have to work hard to communicate. We can pick up the phone, send a text, and that's it.
Okay, Brie,
I've got to ask you a question, Brie. I just got to ask you a question. So I'm hearing what you're saying. And it's a beautiful thing what you're saying. Well, my question is this. If you, and I'm not putting you on the spot per se, but as a person in this space that we're talking about, age-wise, for instance, and came up with certain things, what are you running into? And are you suggesting that because brothers are texting a lot, that they, because I want to know about the roles still. I want to know why
they're not paying attention. They're not paying attention. If someone is texting all the time and they sitting in your presence, they're not paying attention to you, which goes back to what I say about communication. We don't know how to talk to one another, which plays,
okay, answer question.
What plays a definite role in how we interact.
Well, if
I
look at the men, I'm like, men have never paid attention. men have never paid attention from what I've observed because they can never find
exactly.
their keys. They have never
okay,
paid attention.
Can I say
that,
something?
That's another thing
yes,
that you practice.
Yes,
never paid attention.
Can I say something? It seems to me, I may be wrong, that we keep looking at money, status, and all of this. You know, I want to just make a quick comment or something that happened to me. I went to a barbecue, and this friend that I I'm sorry, go ahead. This friend that I have, her mate, and I'm not talking about anybody. Anything he's very short. He's a midget. And I had never met him.
He's a dwarf.
Yeah, dwarf. The first thing he said to me when I came to the door was he extended his hand and said, "I'm the man of the house." Now, he took their claim. He took
I'm
their
the
claim,
man of the
and
house.
That's what he said. I'm sorry? Yeah,
okay,
that's what he said. I mean, you know, so what I'm saying, it don't have anything to do with what he does for a living. I'm sorry?
I said you had to reach down and shake his hand.
Yeah, I did. I did.
Okay, well, on that note, we're going to take our caller that has been waiting very patiently from 440-241. Our caller from 440-241, we're going to bring you on the line right now.
Hello.
Hello, peace and blessings. You've reached Free Life Radio. I'm your host, Bree. And we are talking about who wears the pants.
Well, hello, Bree, and I appreciate you taking my call. I'm calling in regards to about, you know, you're asking the question about who wears the pants. Well, I believe the man should wear the pants. God made man first, and for him to till the ground and be strong. And then the lady is his backbone. And today, these days, the men are not strong. They're so busy out there for themselves. They've lost the family values. The African-American men, too many of them, they go on the other side of the tracks and they leave the African-American women. They go on the other side of the tracks and they leave the African-American women at home to be the mother, the father, the friend and everything. And then they are still looking out the corner of their eye at the African-American woman while they got maybe an Asian, Latino, white woman on their eye. And then they're still over there winking at the black woman, but they really don't want to settle down with that woman. So my problem with that is that when God made marriage, he made it for us to call upon him to bring us together. You don't just run out there because you see somebody cute and they're flirting with you and you lay with this person, you lay with that person, that's not the right one. Then you go over here, you go over there. Everybody has so many different mates. It's just pathetic. And I think that if you're supposed to be married, you're supposed to be married to that one person. You're not supposed to have a chick on the side, a man on the side. And if the marriage doesn't work for the first 2 years, stick in with it. You don't just give up. Just give up. You don't just give up just because things don't work out right. But my problem is it's just too many African-American men. They are, I think they are the most dominant, strongest men on earth. But what happened? It's so many weak. They're so weak now. They're not standing up for what everybody, what we are supposed to believe in as black people of America. And I mean, it's like, where did they go? Where did they go? They're in the bars. They're in the clubs. Checking out the chicks, they're buying all these cars and shining the spinners and just petty stuff. It's like where are they? They're supposed to be strong. Where's the strength? Where are the real black men at? Where are they? What happened to them?
Can I ask you a question? Can I ask her a question?
Yes.
What's your name again, ma'am? I missed your name. What's your name?
I didn't say my name, Karen.
Oh, you didn't say your name,
and,
Karen. Oh,
and where do you
I'm
live?
Mark.
Where do you live, Karen?
I live in Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh,
fantastic. Karen from Cleveland. Love to have you. I just got a question. See, so
sure.
I'm hearing a lot of different things come out your mouth. First of all, I heard some stuff about some racial connotations about black men. And I wanted to say, first of all, I'm a black man, but I'm not speaking for all black men, but I am a black man. And you mentioned something about across the tracks, and then you mentioned another thing about men, black men being strong and not standing up. And my, so when I hear you, you're saying the reason we have the problems is not because of a joint issue of black men and women, but black men, meaning the black men will grab you up, put you up under their arms and say, baby, you my woman, and you, and I'm going to do right by you, and I'm going to so forth and so on, then the world will be at peace and harmony, holding hands, singing Kumbaya. I'm just asking.
Well, what I'm saying is that if God brings you together as man and wife, I'm not talking about race right now. I'm just talking about a man and a woman in general. And if he brings you together as man and wife, then you be strong and you be that man. And you stay with that woman through thick and thin because you are supposed to be the strong one, family, and your wife is the backbone. And you're supposed to work together. If arguments occur, then you work together with it. You don't just run out of the house and leave your wife there with the children or whatever and then go out and have kids by another woman and then that don't work and then you go out, have kids by another woman, that don't work. You know, that's what I see. I see a whole bunch of
problems. What would you suggest, Karen, for a man like me that's not married? I ain't married, so I ain't got nobody that I gotta run out on. I just wanna know what I'm supposed to do.
And mind you, Karen, one who doesn't want to be emotionally responsible for the emotions that he provoked in another human being.
To the my crybaby host, but I love her
are
anyway.
You about, no, I'm not a crybaby.
Are you a godly man?
Breathing life.
Are you a godly man?
Me? Am I a godly man?
Are you a godly? Yes. Do you love the Lord?
I'm a godly man. I'm made after His own image and His own likeness and all of that beautiful stuff. So, I'm a godly man.
Do you go to church and worship the Lord and praise Him?
Well, actually, last time I checked, I'm part of the church always. I'm a member of the body and always wherever I go, He's with me. And matter of fact, where any of us gather together, we're in
the
midst. So I'm good.
I'm talking about the temple.
You ask me if I go to somebody's house. Every Sunday or frequently or something like that? Not very frequently. No,
it's
I don't go very frequently. Do I go yet?
It's not somebody's. Do you believe in the Holy Word? Do you believe in the Scriptures, the Word?
I know it.
Do you read the Bible?
I know it. I know it, and it's written on my heart.
No, do you read the... Okay.
I know it. I read, matter of fact, I'm holding one in my hand right now, the expanded version of the Open Bible right now, King James Version. What do you want to talk about?
Oh, okay, so you have a Bible in your hand. Okay, so what book?
And I read it.
What was the last book you've read?
The last book I read was Ephesians. I was just in Ephesians the other day. Matter of fact, I was just in Ephesians before we started the show because it was quite interesting when it was talking about the whole concept of submission. And as I was telling the woman before, submission.
So you only read the part in the Bible that pertains to what you want it to be, but you're not going to read.
I read every book. I read every book every day. No, of course I just read. I read what I'm led to read, just like you do. I mean, I don't know. Do you read every word? I don't think you do. Do you?
I have read the Bible, but I'm going to continue to read it so I can understand it better. But my question is that. When I say go to the temple, see, a lot of men will say, I don't need to go to no place. I don't need to go hear nobody else. So if you're going to read the word, and the word says, be together in one, as one, okay? And you go and worship God in spirit and in truth together. You fellowship together. So if you're going to read the word, read it all, and you do it all. You don't just do part where it says submit. See, that's the problem.
Right, but you quote what you quote because you're substantiating a position that you're talking about at that moment. And that's all I'm saying. I'm saying when we talk about roles.
What's our purpose on earth first? Period. Why are we here? What's our purpose in life?
Well, as Christians, our purpose is being a light. We're light.
No, period. Take the Christian off. What is our purpose in life? Period.
Be fruitful and multiply.
Well, that's the thing.
To be fruitful and multiply.
But realistically,
I thought you were saying outside of the biblical context.
Didn't God make us in his own image, and we are to be fishers of men? We are all supposed
to
preach the gospel.
You're mixing this up, sister, because first you said as not Christians. As Christians, yes, I understand about being fishers of men. That's the whole, let your light so shine before men that they see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. I understand that. And again, mm-hmm. I know the Bible as well as most people because I taught it. I was a youth minister. I taught, so I'm not having a problem understanding a word. And I just mentioned a book just because you asked me what the last book I was reading. But my point is
I'm not trying to get into that.
I'm just asking you, what should I do as a man? I'm just asking you from the man because you kept talking about men running all over the place. And I want
to
know what we should do now.
Okay, you said what should you do, and I'm telling. Go to church. Serve God
with
all your heart.
And if I go to church, I'm going to find my wife there.
Wait. Hold on a second. You ask her a question, you got to let her answer it.
She already answered it.
No, you might, but try it. Because, see, first of all, seek ye the kingdom of glory first, and all other will
be
added.
The kingdom of God and his righteousness will be added to you. Yes, I got it.
You need a strong black man in the church. You get in the church and get in a good church and be the leader possibly of that church because you sound like you're a very strong black man. Get in the church, and God will send you that beautiful woman that you rightfully deserve.
First of all,
you got to serve God with all your heart. You got to serve him day in, day out. You got to go to church, and you got to worship him. There's more women in the church than men. Why is that?
Oh, boy, we want to talk about the women that's in the church, do we?
Well, if we're looking at the church perspective, if Adam and Eve was the first two to create the earth, and they sinned, and we're paying for the sins from then until now, then we're never going to have an understanding. We're never going to have a perfect relationship until God overtakes this earth and takes us all back and do what he got to do. So we're having this conversation for nothing then, right?
Pardon me?
Well, no, I would like to think that, you know, we're having this conversation for a very good reason. We're trying to find out why
we can't communicate.
Well,
because everybody's not on one accord. Because we have to have God in our heart first. Because he made us specifically for himself first. Not for the world.
We're all sinners. We're all sinners regardless.
Of course we're all sinners. But first of all, we are here put. I'm probably one of the biggest sinners on this phone. I don't know what your.
I'm just saying because I don't drink.
I don't party. I don't do any of that. But I'm not perfect. But what I'm saying. I used to, but I don't anymore.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is that when God put us on this earth, he put us on this earth first for him. He didn't create us to go out and mingle in the world and not think about him and not thank him and glorify him and give him all the praise he rightfully deserves. We have eyes to see, ears, and we can walk and talk and taste and feel. Who gave us that? He gave it to us.
Wait a minute, everyone. We can sing together, but we all can't speak at the same time. Turtle, what do you have to say?
I was just going to say, I think the majority of us on this phone believe that she does. Whether we go to a church or not, we're spiritual. I think most of us on this line are spiritual, where we get it from is our knowledge and our fruit. You know, so we all are agreeing. But we're talking about communication and relationships.
That's where it comes in at. If you're unequally yoked, then we can't communicate right. If we're not on the same page,
everybody doesn't get there at the same time.
And also respect to both of the people that are speaking right now.
I just have one question. I've been trying to get out because I keep hearing phrases like equally yoked. Equally yoked is talking about people who are moving into a matrimonial state. We're still out here dating, looking, seeing. So we ain't talking about being yoked yet. We're just talking about having a conversation. I'm saying when it comes to if I want to take Karen out, should I be paying for her meal? Or should she pay for my meal? I'm talking about roles that we're playing in our relationships. How does that go?
I would pay for it. I wouldn't have no problem with that. See, you know
okay.
what? I'm the type of person that I think the man is the head of the household. And I think that a woman should be the best for her mate, the best for her husband. You keep the house clean. You take care of the children. And if need be, when you cook his meal, if you have to put salt and pepper on his food, do that. You know, you treat him like a king, and he'll treat you like a queen. That's what I'm talking about. But what happened to that?
Okay. Well, on that note, Karen, I want to thank you very much for calling in. We have a couple of other callers in the queue. You have infused some definite religious perspective in this dialogue, and I want to thank you very much for that. I need you to continue to listen to Bree Life Radio. I want you to call back on Freestyle Thursdays because this will give people such as yourself who have a very strong religious view to call in and to say what's on their mind and heart. Because you never know whose life you could touch or change by sharing your perspective. So
okay.
I want to thank you very much. I'm going to put you on hold, but I'm not hanging up, okay?
Okay, and that gentleman, God bless you. I know you're probably a wonderful man, so you have a blessed life.
Well, thank you, Karen. I love you, Karen. I do.
We love you, Karen. And thank
okay,
you.
Love you all. God bless.
Thank you.
God bless.
Okay, so I have a caller in, not a caller, actually. I have someone who is communicating with me via text, Bill from Charlotte, North Carolina, and he's had some very interesting things to say about what we've been talking about. And you need to be still. What he said, I'm taking my time.
Control
this is a Bree Life Radio show. Okay. Here's what Bill from North Carolina says. He says, and I think this was with regards to what Karen had started to say in the first 10 minutes of her dialogue, and that was, or maybe it might have been the other poll, I'm not sure, I think men don't want the problems that women of color bring to the table. Now, what do we say about that?
I didn't hear that. Why are we doing that?
He needs more details. What would those problems be? He needs more details in his life.
He can't do that.
Well, you know what, Bill? I know you listening, and
call in, Bill.
You need to call in, baby.
Come on, Bill. What's the problem? What's the problem that sisters are bringing? I want to know what they bring.
Okay. Well, Bill can call in to 424-220-1862. 424-220-1862. Here, I have something I want to say. When we talk, and this goes back to the topic at hand, because I know my co-host is very, very concerned about us staying on the topic, so I'm going to bring it back around to that. I remember that there was a young couple that was engaged to be married. The woman made about $50,000 a year, and the gentleman made about $250,000 a year, and the gentleman had this perspective that they should share the household expenses, which would have come back about 20 years ago. I think their household expenses would have been about $4,000 to $5,000 a year. I mean, a month, I'm sorry. And he felt that they should share everything 50-50. Do you think that it's balanced that a person who is making $50,000 a year should pay 50% of the household expenses when her husband or future husband was making $250,000 a year. What say you, panel? Turtle.
I say she shouldn't have paid anything. Her money should have been her pleasure money, and that would be that.
That's right. It should have been a pleasure money, and you should sit your behind down and listen to what the heck I gotta say. You're right. You spend your money. If you don't spend your pleasure money, you spend your pleasure money when I tell you to spend your pleasure money, though. Because I'm a man.
Also,
I run this.
Oh, you got it twisted.
I'm going to
get
my off of you.
Well, you see, you
can't have it. Wait, hold on. Damn, Mark wearing any pants. I ripped some pants off his behind.
I got shorts on right now.
Bree, you forgot that pants. Hey, Bree, you
I'm
forgot
in my
that
shorts.
Pants.
I got the
Your
wrong
money
shorts
is
on.
My money, Mark. You forgot that saying. Your money is my money, and my money is my money.
Yeah, but here's the thing. The only thing I got to say about
that from the Snapping Turtle.
Back to what this woman was talking about, it kind of infused in this whole issue of roles. See, roles, and Quentin kind of mentioned it a little bit too. See, when we start talking money, that's where I see, so far right now, money may be one of the biggest issues or the turning point or the biggest arguing point in all these issues of roles. Because here's the thing.
Well, it is.
If a role is a role,
money,
it's kind of like this. But Bree, it's kind of like a police officer. He's a police officer. If a police officer is making $50,000 a year, let's just say he's making $50,000 a year, and I'm making $90,000 a year, and I'm running to him at a stoplight, it ain't going to make no damn difference because he has a position that is his role, and I have to respect his role irrespective of what kind of money I make. I can make $100,000, $200,000. It don't make a difference if I make more than him. So my question is, if roles are more important, then money should never be the factor anyway, because the role should be whatever the role is. And that's what I thought we were talking about. And what I want to explore here on this show is, what about the role? What should he be doing? So just in case I don't make as much money as you, what they got to do with my role?
Let me ask a question. If you made $250,000 a year, and I made $40,000 a year, can I keep my money as play money?
Yes, you can, sir. I got you. No problem.
So
you got everything.
But like Mark said,
you better sit your butt down and do everything I say do when I say do it. That's what comes with that character.
So Mark was right then. It's about money.
That's right. And I just
it's about
cash rules, everything around me.
Hey, like I said, if you're a police officer and you make $50,000 and you stop my behind at a stoplight, I don't care how much money I make. Your role is such that you have authority. So my only question is, and I keep going back to this, so then what Gail is saying is that I don't have no role that's stronger than my money.
Well, you just said it, because when I said that if I could keep my money, you said I better sit down and be quiet. So that's what.
Well, let's talk about this role. I know a woman. I know a woman that was married once. Okay, and her husband made, quit overtime on a good year, about $90,000+, but she was an IT consultant. And the last job that she had was she made about 140. And then the World Trade Center incident happened, and her job went down with those towers. But they had about $6,000 a month in expenses. And her being the type of woman that she was, she felt it was important to keep the boat afloat. So where consultant jobs were not that easy to get after 9/11, and full-time positions weren't easy to get in New York after 9/11, she took what she could take. So she got an executive assistant position, making about $40,000-$45,000 a year, and she went and worked at a retail store making about $12 to $14 an hour. She had two jobs. Do you know what her husband turned around and looked at her and said? Is that the best you can do? So does that not tell you about how money will, you know, change a person's perspective on how they look at you and what they feel your role is? And she made more money than him at one point, at a very large point of them being married. All the years that they were married, she made more money than him.
But Bree, back to the whole point of what I'm saying. I like that example. I can use the president. Some people make more than the president. Some people make more than police officers. But their roles are still their roles. And your money, so what you're telling me is in a relationship, money usurps any concept of traditional roles.
No. I'm saying your mindset is what your mindset is. And if you want to allow the money to rule or to push the flow of how you and your spouse interact and relate and the roles that you're going to play with one another, that's something that you both are going to have to come to an understanding about. I think because of the shift in society of the last 25 years, it has made men and women look at each other differently. I had a visitor this evening. He goes by the name of Al from West Perry. And he had some very interesting things to say. I mean, I had to almost take an Advil after he left because he says that let me see. I took some notes. Here's one of the things he said. Women that are in a management role, they bring their management attitudes home. They become, especially when they're in a position of power at work, they're very bossy. And God help us if it's that time of the month or menopause.
Okay.
And she'll be off the hook. What a caveman archaic thing to say.
Well, I mean, that's fine. You can think that, but I just want to know. And I still want to know about this, and I want you to talk about it because you didn't really talk about it. You skirted over it. You skirted over it, Bree, and I need you to talk about it as a woman that's running this thing here. My question is this: we look at society as roles, and roles are roles, meaning people make more money sometimes than a president does, but they're still not the damn president. I stand up and I piss in the toilet. That's how I do it. I stand up. Women don't do that. So why are you going to try to do what I do? That's all I'm saying. If you do what I do, you're going to have a big mess. You can't stand up and do that. You see what I'm saying? So my point is that obviously I got to have a role. And so what is it? No, and I'm not going to know how much money I make. I still stand up and piss. You do not do that. If you do that, you make a mess. Conversely, there's got to be things that you step in the line up that you do that you make a mess because you ain't supposed to be doing them. I'm just saying.
Okay, so if I'm not supposed to be doing them, then why don't some men step up and do what I'm not supposed to be doing? Because I'm ready to take a break.
Because
guess what? I'm ready
to
take a break. I'm ready to take a break.
One of the things, before you can take a break, we got to establish what are the things that supposedly men are supposed to do and women are supposed to do. And that's the question of at hand. What are the roles?
Well, here's what I say, because we haven't even talked about how I think about this. There's a part of me that you know, embraces the whole theological ideology about the roles of men and women. But I'm living in the world, okay? And I know everything costs something. And if I'm going to be in a true partnership with someone, it's not about a role. It's about if we're coming together, we're supposed to be taking care of one another. Because Mark if I remember correctly, we had a conversation yesterday. We had a conversation a couple of weeks ago. You don't want to take care of nobody. You want to take care of yourself. And whoever you wind up with, you want them to take care of themselves. Well, I don't agree with that. If we're going to live under the same roof, we should be taking care of one another. We both
should be there. I ain't got a problem with that. But my question was basically more about the concept of this. We're struggling with the fact because when we have several female callers that already have asserted it, we have brought in this whole concept of old, quote-unquote, old school. We have talked about that our generation, meaning you, me, and everybody on this phone, have been raised by people that
I think you don't hear what
thinking.
You want to hear. I think we're all I don't
want to hear nothing. I'm just trying to get some clarity on what's going on right now between the men and the women right now, because it ain't just me. I mean, it can't be just me.
Here's something very interesting, and you know, right now I'm speaking to women that really don't have their mind and their future in the right place. There are women that are more concerned about walking around with a $5,000 bag, and they don't even have $50 in it. Now, what does that tell you about the mindset of where we are in society, where we are as a person in a relationship with another person? You
but
have
see,
to
women there are women that can't afford to carry $5,000 purses too. I mean, so
I'm not talking about those women. That's not the women that I'm talking about. I am talking about the women. Hello? I'm talking about the women that really can't afford that $5,000 bag because they don't have $50 in it.
Yeah, and
that's
just like
ridiculous.
The man is driving a Benz that he can't afford. I mean, so we're in debt
exactly.
as a country.
Exactly. But here's what I say. Again, I don't believe it's about a role. I believe we should be looking at one another as partners. And it's not always equal. And I'm not going to say equal partners because if I'm making $50,000 and you're making $250,000, that ain't equal.
You keep talking about the equality based upon funds. If you're talking about equality,
let's not even talk about money. Let's talk about how we manage our household. If I get home first, I'll cook.
Mm-hmm.
If you get home first, you should start cooking. Whoever gets home, if we have children, whoever gets home first should be going over homework, making sure that, you know, that they're going to get to bed at a reasonable time, that they get in the time with us that they need. That is, it's all a very important word that goes right above communication, partnership.
Okay.
So I don't think we should be emphasizing on roles because roles are not the same as they were 25 and 50 years ago. Because the world is not the same.
But my dear, all I'm saying to you is this. The name of the show was about roles and relationships, who wears the pants, and my only point is about the show, and that's all I'm saying, because I know what you're saying. My question is, if 20, 30, 40 years ago, there were clear roles, meaning that the concept of roles were basically about leadership and responsibility in the household, who was the one that took the lead? Who was the one that the last word felt at their feet? Who was the one that represented the household in the community? Now, if that has shifted, because remember, we're talking about that we were raised by people that had that belief. My question is, why did we depart from that? And I believe that because we departed from that, there's a level of confusion. That doesn't mean it's bad, but remember, some of us got one foot in the old school and one foot in the new school, and we're confused.
And you know what? I hear that. I understand.
Can I say
One second, Turtle. I do agree with what you're saying, Mark. I do agree with that perspective. But here's the thing. If we don't start looking at one another as partners in this thing that we call relationships, we're going to continue to see a decline in those who want to get married and an increase in those who are getting divorced. Because if you don't understand the concept of partnership, you're not going to have this. You're not going to be successful in a relationship. Turtle, take it away.
Well, I agree with the majority of the things you said. I think the decline has already happened, like maybe some years ago. But what I'm going to go back to what Mark said is like those roles could not have been distinguished way back then, because if that was the case, men were actually taken from the home back in slavery time. So I don't know if those roles were ever defined. Anyways, who defined them? If you were stripped from the home back in the day, it's still some confusion as to your role now, because that actually continues now.
But Gail, here's the thing. The thing is, what you're saying is true, but back to my point, even if I was taken away, if I have a role, I have a role. And Bree keeps talking about partnership, which is understandable. But let's look at the concept of law offices. You have junior partners and senior partners. And she already alluded to this concept of equality. So the thing is, that is traditional.
But it's not real. What you guys are talking about is not real. That is some Bill Cosby stuff from the TV, because the stuff you guys are talking about is not real. That it doesn't even exist.
And that's fine.
That's where you got that pattern from, thinking that this is how it should be because we watch so much TV. This is how it should be. We don't even know how it should be. What?
But you just see, that's the whole point. And I think you're hitting. This is the point I really was talking about. We have patterns that, regardless of whether they're real or not, that we still hold on to. And I think those patterns are causing the level of conflicts that we're having in our relationships. Because we got to admit to the fact that we do have some ingrained patterns and perceptions that, because we're black, most of the people, talking about black folk, most of us have come up with some kind of Christian, Judeo-Christian concept of family. So even if we don't go to church every Sunday or not, we still got our
ideology.
Yes.
Ideology.
So that ideology is keeping us in a situation, because even brothers that don't even go to church will sit up and talk about what a man is supposed to be. Because remember, the Bible, when we talk about the whole concept, and the woman was talking about it, the man wasn't. And what she didn't say, and if you read about it, when it says wives submit to the husband, it didn't say wives submit to the husband if he loves you. It didn't say that. Because back then, and Paul would have told you that then, was that men didn't have to, because she was property back then. So you got to be careful when you
start talking about the Bible. And I like what Bree said. Right. And I like what Bree said. Common sense. If I go to work all day and you at home, the food should be there, the house should be clean, the kids' homework should be done. Just common sense
is only good if you commonly communicate it. If you do not communicate it, then we don't know it.
Well, I'm thinking, no, you should know it, because you see me doing it. How you think I'm going to go around? Is that because you men don't see the things that women see, right? That's okay. I can take that. Then you're right.
If I could Quentin, what do you want to say? Quentin, what would you like to say?
Common sense is common sense. So if you know, that if you a part of that household and you see a spill on the floor, get it up. You ain't got to, you know, if that's common sense.
He just proved a point. Men do not think like that. So, okay, I'm going to give you that. Then you're right. We need to sit down and talk about it.
Right.
Here's your to-do list.
If it was so common that we wouldn't be bumping heads over the stuff.
I'm going to give you that one.
What you're saying, brother, but you got to admit that it's too many bumping of heads if it's that common.
I'm going to give you that one, Mark. You're right. We got to talk about it, because that's our instinct. That's a woman's instinct to do those things and not a man. Man was supposed to go to work. That was used to be your role. That's what we're talking about, right? Go to work, bring on bread, sit down, watch TV. That's all my dad used to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're right.
Is it happening right now?
Is what happening?
Yes, but here's the point.
Is that what's going on right now?
But Quentin,
Here's what I want to say. There's one thing that the last caller mentioned, and it was sometime during the first 10 minutes that she was on the phone that I don't agree with. And that was that people are getting married and staying married for a year or two and not really, and then wanting to walk away and not really putting the work in.
Then yeah, I'm about
well, here's what I say about that. I am a true believer in putting work in. But if something is not working, like if we want to go back to the Bible, I don't know what book it is. I'm not a theologian, but I will say this. God said, if your right hand offends thee, cut it off. And he said, I'm not going to stay married. And I ain't going to stay married to somebody.
We don't do that no more. We turn out the cheek now.
I'm sorry?
That was Old Testament. The New Testament says we turn up the cheek now. We don't cut.
Well,
I don't care about turning the cheek.
Listen, I'm not concerned about turning the cheek or whatever. I just know that I'm not going to stay in a dysfunctional. I don't live in dysfunction anymore. I did for
right.
9 years with one person and 5 with the other. I learned my lesson. I'm breathing life. You can't breathe life when you're living in dysfunction.
Well, all
so
I'm saying is
I
agree
wrong.
With you. I'm with you, Bree. My point is this. I'm bringing up points because there might be some listeners out there saying, boy, from Houston, he's out of his damn mind. I'm just a stirrer of your mind to get you to think about some stuff because the reality is 9 times out of 10, if you're saying I'm crazy, you might be laying next to a man that thinks the same way I do. So you might want to check out who you're laying with, who you're talking to. And I'm just
you might
want to
communicate.
Right. Me and Bree had this conversation, and I've had this conversation with you before, too, Gail. Here's the reality.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't so much we don't know how to communicate. Many times, we don't want to communicate. We want things our way. I got to communicate with you. I know what the hell I want. I need to communicate.
I want you to read my mind. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't care about your mind. I want what I want.
You need to read my line. If you don't read my mind when it's time to have sex, you know you ain't getting none. Like what?
Okay, so hold on a second. Hold on now. Quentin.
Oh my God.
Hello, Quentin?
Did he hang up?
Good morning. For Quentin, you rather be his voice. What you want him to say?
Uh oh, Quentin hung up.
The Travis has left the building.
What say me about what? about this whole mess. So here's the thing, like you already said, you walking out. You ain't staying around somewhere where it's offending you or it ain't going right by you. But guess what? That would probably mean the majority of people, I guarantee you, the majority of women, seeing though the statistics show, women are the ones walking away from relationships more often. So that means that, like my friend in Kansas told me one day, she said, we ain't walk away from perfect men. We're not walking away from no perfect man. So when we walk away, it's because a lot ain't going right.
Well, here's the thing. When I packed up the U-Haul truck and I locked the door behind me, okay? And I didn't tell my family until the very last minute because they wouldn't believe me. When I told them that I'm gone, they said, gone where? I said, Bree has left the building, for real. And they was like, I don't believe you. I said, well, call the house and you'll see for sure. Here's the thing. Why live in dysfunction? If your role if we using this coin phrase role, why live in dysfunction if what you contribute to your role in the partnership is not appreciated? I think 9 years is a long enough time to know that it ain't working.
That's a long
you
time.
Know?
That took me a year and a half.
Time.
Hey, Bree, it only took me a year and a half.
You answered it for yourself. You answered that. You said it
well,
was long enough.
Your question.
They say for better or for worse, so ain't that worse and you just supposed to weather the storm?
No, she can't. No, you can't do that because if you go by that, she don't leave. She stays.
I'm not going to just I'm not gonna, you know, I'm not gonna pitch, you know, dig up the spikes for the tent and just, you know, call it a day. I did my work. I did my due diligence. I tried everything. You know.
But see, Bree, here's one of the problems.
But you gotta have a willing participant.
The Christian woman that called in. The Christian woman that called in, here's the thing, and I think she's highlighting one of the biggest issues that a lot of us black folks that grew up in the Christian tradition are dealing with. Because the church pushes strong to stay with your man. Because if you think about what the Bible says through sickness and health, through everything, it's for better or worse. So if it's for better or for worse, then guess what? Worse is worse. You know what I'm saying?
Listen,
check
this out, though. Check this out. I would have stayed if his ass was sick. If he was sick.
I feel you on
okay.
that one, sister.
But not for better, it's not for worse. For better, for mediocre, but not worse.
If his ass was sick, I would have stayed. Okay?
Well, guess what, Bree? A lot of women are leaving. They're leaving. And they're
but
not
nobody,
staying.
And you know what? And I'm sorry. I digress. I want to answer your question that you originally asked me. The reason why, what I said to my family, I said, because they was giving me a hard time because they didn't understand, and that's because I kept my family out of my business, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't tell them until the very last minute what was going
mm-hmm.
on because I didn't want them to feel like they could intervene and try to talk to him and try to talk to me. No, because it was between me and him, okay?
Right.
But here's the thing. I said to my mother, I said, now you've been married and you live with someone far longer than I live with this one. And here's what I know that you know.
Mm.
No woman leaves a happy home. I was being taken care of. I had 3 cars, 2 motorcycles, a boat, and a beautiful house. There was no monetary. There was no monetary reason why I should have left on the outside looking in, but nobody was inside. But nobody was inside with the both of us watching how we were carrying on in our roles.
And that's how it goes
so,
when you got money.
So Bree, my only question about all of what you're saying is this. Back to the whole concept of roles. If he had a role, he was not playing it, you left because he was not playing his role. And part of that role was
not
he wasn't
in a biblical sense, not in a biblical sense, nor any
right.
other.
Right.
He wasn't
so
present.
Here's the thing.
Financially, he was there.
Well, whatever. I mean, I don't know. Because the bottom line is
it's not like he was there
financially,
but he wasn't there emotionally. And most men are not there emotionally. And if they're going to make big money like that, they're not going to be there emotionally.
A lot of times that's true. Unfortunately, but women are learning that too. They're finding it out. That's why you got a lot of women saying, look, I don't need your money. So she's laying it down already. Because at the end of the day, if she wants some level of happiness and understanding, a lot of men, because women talk about they want an ambitious man, real super ambitious men, they ain't got no time for you like that. You can say what you want, but if they're building an empire, now if you meet them after he's built an empire, that's one thing. But if he's in the process of building an empire, come on, stop playing. He got just
hey,
a lot of time to court
for little. I'm going to give you a story. I met this guy because, as we know, I've been very candid. I used to internet date. A year ago, maybe a year and a half ago, I was talking to this guy who I met off of this internet date site. And he said to me, in our first conversation, I think it was the first 15 minutes, he asked me a question. He said, wonder if there were 2 men, one that earned $200,000 a year, you didn't have to work, and he was going to take care of you, but he didn't treat you very well, didn't spend time with you. He kind of even disrespected you. Or you were with a man that earned $10 an hour. He worked in a store. He had no ambition, and all he wanted to do with his life was to work in that store and earn the $10 an hour. But he treated you like a queen. He drew your bath water. He cooked for you. He massaged you. He took good care of all your needs. Which one would you want to be with?
So you can go with my answer. Hold on a second. Mark.
What was your answer?
No. I'm asking the both of you. Mark, what do you think my answer was?
You said, hey, can you make $14 an hour and we'll call it a day?
Because you know I'm always negotiating terms. Everything is up for negotiation, right? Okay.
Right. Can we leave your 14, baby? I'm going to talk to your boss for you. You leave 14.
Listen, Turtle, what did you say?
You asked me which one did you pick?
What did I pick?
You probably picked
the
$10
hour.
That's a softball question.
Right, because
you
don't want her.
You know what? Guess what?
I'm taking the money. What'd you take?
Okay. To all the listeners out there, I just want you to know that they are both wrong. I told the guy me.
He said neither.
So listen why I said neither. So he said, why neither? I said, because first of all, I'm not about to be with nobody that's not going to respect me, that's not going to treat me well, because I don't care about being taken care of because I know how to work and I have a lot of skill sets. I could do a lot of creative things to earn money. So I'm not looking for someone to take care of me. So he's out the door, and the $10 an hour guy, if his only ambition is to earn $10 an hour, that's not something.
Mark, he got $10, he got $10, there goes $20,000 income. What?
$20,000 an hour, they good.
That's all right. Well, I said neither.
Bree. Now that you said that, we are not going to find you a date because we see it's already difficult. We ain't going to find nothing. We're going to strike out on everything.
Everything. She want to take the $10 man, and she want to take the, oh, my goodness. See,
and the
$200
man.
Please.
We ain't gonna find her nobody. The study is not gonna happen.
I'm glad y'all cracked yourselves up. Okay.
We're going by what we hear, dear. You're gonna make this up for us.
It's the breed like baby.
Because first of all, it's supposed to be a study, and it's not supposed to be easy.
Well, it ain't gonna be at all. You're supposed to put some thought into it. We're only gonna get so many callers, so we're gonna have to pick somebody.
So that's my point. What kind of things are we talking about? Because the callers may not even know what we're talking about right now.
Well, why don't you tell them what we're talking about?
Want me to tell them? Well, okay, I'll tell them. Hey, everybody out there in Bree Life Radio Land, guess what? We're running an experiment. It's called the Bree Life Experiment. The Date with Bree Life Experiment. Actually, that's what's like that. So this is what we're doing. We're calling all men between ages of 35 and 50 years old who live in the New York City tri-state area who are interested in dating our beautiful, our intelligent host, Bree, And we need you to call. We need you to actually write in. We're going to give you, and Bree is going to give you the email address. We're going to need you to write in, and I just need you to write a two sentences as to why you want to date her. Just two sentences. Because if you can't figure out what two sentences why you want to date her, then we don't need you to be writing in. We also want you to give us your vitals. You know, basically height, weight, stuff like that, and we need you to send in a picture along with your phone number. And what you got to agree to is this, because we're going to be going through, we have an illustrious, well-qualified dating panel who's going to look over these two sentences you're going to write up, and we're going to look at your pictures, and we're going to look at your vitals, and we're going to determine who's going to date our illustrious host, Bree, for 2 weeks. You got to commit to a two-week period to date her, and you have to commit to at least 4 dates, okay? At the end of each week, it's only 2 weeks, but at the end of each week, you're going to call into to a panel person. We're going to give you a phone number, and you're going to call one of us, and we're going to sit down, and we're going to basically do an interview with you where we need you to be candid about your experience with dating her. Now, we're not going to run back and tell her, just what dude said. We're not doing that because she's not going to know anything about a conversation. She's going to call us, and we're going to talk to her about her experience. And at the end of the 2 weeks, we're going to set up a show where you agree to call in, and our panel is going to discuss with the two of you all the dating experience. And this
Hold on a moment. We have Mike from Queens calling in. He wants to add something real quick.
Okay, go ahead, Mike.
Peace and blessings, Mike.
We're going to set up a show where you agree to call in. And our panel's going to...
Michael.
Hello.
Hi, peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings.
Turn your radio off.
Could you turn the radio down, please? Because you're getting the echo.
Hold on a second.
We only
Hello.
Have 3 minutes, Michael.
3 minutes? You're calling me a minute,
show, bro.
You're calling me a minute man now? What's up, Mark? What's going on?
You're late.
I'm late. Better late than never. What's going on?
What's going on? You know the topic was... Who wears the pants? Do you have anything you want to add to that before we close out the show?
Who wears the pants? The man wears the pants.
There you go. And Mike said it.
The man wears the pants.
Sometimes the man is a woman.
Well, that's if the man's not carrying his weight. But if the man is worth his weight in gold, then he's wearing the pants. And that's something that has to be defined at the beginning. You can't make it up as you go along.
Because I'll be damn if I don't wear a skirt.
a real man is going to wear the pants regardless of income. You know, if I'm making $100,000 and my wife is making $150,000, that's all good. It's for both of us, but I'm calling the shots. Well, we calling the shots, but I'm wearing the pants.
He said, you did flip it off. You said you were calling the shots. We called the shots, but I'm wearing the pants.
We need to get the pants.
We both can call the shots, but I'm saying.
Okay.
Y'all both can call shots. That ain't going to work. Somebody got to be the last word. It's like it's only a one person in another couple.
Well, here's one thing.
You're absolutely right. The man should have the final say. You want the woman to have input. You just can't totally override her. But at the end of the day, you know, you got to – I don't think any woman out there wants a weak man. You know, I don't think so. You know, she wants a confident man. She wants a man with vision. She wants a man who's decisive, knows what he wants. So the man
exactly.
wears the pants, and if he's doing the right thing, then she'll trust his judgment.
Well, here's what I want to say. You know, if I agree with Michael. That, you know, a man should wear the pants. I would have loved to not have been in a relationship where I felt that the weight of the relationship was on my shoulders, that I was the one guiding us. You know, I need a strong person, equally strong, or if not more stronger, to stand up and say, you know what, I respect you. But this is our household. This is our kingdom together. You're my queen. But the final say has got to be with somebody.
Yeah.
So why
right.
not?
Right. And if,
not,
and
why not to
have...
be your partner, your man, your husband that you love and respect? Because
right.
I'm not going to do it again
him,
unless
you know
I
he's
feel like
do the right thing by you.
Exactly. Exactly. So
right.
we want to thank you for calling in the last 5 minutes of the show.
Yeah, Mike, you got to call. You got to call in on time, brother, because we need your input next time. Tomorrow, call in tomorrow at 8:30
Freestyle. Yes.
I'm gonna call in on time tomorrow. 9 o'clock tomorrow.
Yes, 9 o'clock.
Right, for sure.
Well, here's what I want to say. I want to thank all the callers. I want to thank the guest callers. Mark from Houston, Texas, my co-host. I want to all the listeners. I want to thank all the listeners and for the experiment that we're conducting, this dating experiment. You can write BreeLifeRadio@gmail.com. Again, that's BreeLifeRadio@gmail.com. You can call us tomorrow at 424-220-1862 at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Freestyle Thursday. And as in closing, I'll talk to you afterwards. And in closing, I want to wish you all peace and love and let you know that I love you all on purpose. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
It's the Breed Life Show.
You gotta turn it on.
We're Breed Life Show.
You gotta turn it on.
It's the Breed Life Show.
You gotta turn it on. The Breed Life. You gotta turn it on.
It's the Breed Life Show.
You gotta turn it on.
We're Breed Life Show.
You gotta turn it on.
It's the Breed Life Show.
You gotta turn it on. The Breed Life. You gotta turn her on.
Tune in Wednesday and Thursday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern Time for Real Talk about Real Life. Inhale and breathe light. It's the Breed Life Radio Show on blogtalkradio.com/BRILIFE.
It's the Breed Life Show.
Uplifting and honest, yeah. Keep your ears open and soaking all the words spoken. A couple of jokes to keep it fun, get your laugh on, and maybe a few pointers to get your cash on. See Bree, she all about building, straight up out the NY, Brooklyn in the building. All the way down to the southern states, west coast on up to the Great Lakes. So you fragging echoes, so if you ain't fragile, through the net connection, we streaming you to Memphis. So welcome to the life of Bree, breaking down the next to the third degree.
This is the Bree life, what you live in line.
Welcome to the Bree life, how we live in line. From politics to the current events, economics and race, religion.